Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. Ariane Childry, a resident of St. Mary's, is the first trans person to serve on a city council in the state of Ohio. She has been actively involved in community leadership, LGBTQ+ advocacy, and public service. Back in May, Ariane took the mic at a trans rights rally here in Ohio, calling on allies in the LGBTQ+ community to stand up against harmful anti-LGBTQ+ laws.
Standing around waiting for somebody else to stand up for us just isn't going to happen anymore. We've seen it. It's not going on. It is time to take that stonewall spirit of standing up for ourselves, of understanding that pride is not a parade. Pride is not just an opportunity to buy a new brightly colored outfit or to get a pin with a rainbow flag on it. Pride is an opportunity to stand up. It is rebellion. It is revolution. It is the opportunity of saying, I am not asking for my rights because by God, I'm taking them.
In 2024, Ariane ran for the Ohio House of Representatives, challenging Republican Angela King, who is now serving her second term in District 84. Although Ariane didn't win the election, she remained active in politics. In addition to her work with the St. Mary's City Council, Ariane serves as vice chair of the Ohio Democratic Party Pride Caucus, where she works to expand LGBTQ+ representation by recruiting candidates and advocating for inclusive policies across the state. She says the growing wave of anti-LGBTQ+ rhetoric in Ohio fueled her determination to remain active in local government and continue fighting for equality.
I was watching my state representative go very heavy into these culture war battles that attacked my community and the broader LGBT community. And it became an issue. I was not interested in running initially. I was interested in finding someone to run. And it became clear that if anyone was going to run at that point, it was going to have to be me. If you're going to run a campaign where you demonize us, and in a lot of places, you're really running your campaign by attacking who we are, then it's only fitting that a member of our community is up there speaking and being a part of that process. So I wanted to do that, to get involved, to speak out against the policies, to show that as LGBT people, we're still interested in good governance across the board, not just on our issues, but on all the issues. And to show the LGBT community that even in these very, very conservative areas, we have the power to run and make a difference. We may not always win, but we can always make a difference in the community.
Ariane says now's the time for LGBTQ+ individuals who can to step up and get involved, because every voice helps move the fight forward for equality.
Use the privilege that we do have in our opportunities to speak out, regardless of what's going on, and to inspire that stonewall spirit. They've made us political. And so we've got a responsibility to get involved in that and to show generations within our community, from the oldest to the youngest. And we need to look at people and go, whether you accept us or you don't accept us, we are not going anywhere. We are not backing down.
I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.